Vayter in Shas, Miriam Bava Basa Daf Kuv Zayin, Pigam Kuv Zayin, second line, middle line, Itmar Achin Shel Chalko. Let's see, you have brothers, and they go and they divide up a property, they're Yorish, and they divide it up. It says the Rashbam that to Bishnei Achin Mayru Miu Huagin Legimel, even if it be Huagin Legimel. So what happens is they go ahead and Uba Bal Chov, and not to Chalko Shalecha Man, and a Bal Chov comes. That is that this guy, Reuben and Shimon, these brothers, they, you know, their father died. Pops and Pops said about Chov, he owed money to someone, and now you can come to the Yarshim and get, you know, what's owed to him. So what happens? He comes and he takes from one of them. He takes Reuven's away from him. And what's it then? Rav Amar Batla Machlokes. That don't think that Reuven and Shimon split up the land. Reuven got A, Shimon got B. Now Reuven gets taken away, so then Shimon still gets away scot-free with his B, and he's good to go. Rather, Batel Machlokas, the split gets destroyed, and they have to redivide it. Shmuel Amar, Viter, no, the brother who got taken, it's lost. He has nothing, and there's no tainus against him. Says Rashbam, Viter, Hifsid, Ve'eno Choser Alachiv Klal, he can't back to the brother at all. Rav Asi Amar, Nota Revia Bekarka, that he takes a quarter of his brother's land, Revia Bemos, right? Or he takes a quarter of the value, right? So the brother can ask there, Shimon either has to give him a quarter of the land, you know, a little compensation there, or he gives him a quarter of the value of it that he doesn't have to actually give him the land, but give him the money. Rav, I remember the Machlok, he says it's all split up because it's batel and vatel, and you split it up. Reuven gives the land, then Shimon's land gets re-split between them. Kasavar ha'ach and shechalku yorshin. He says they're considered yorshim. Therefore, both are chayiv for whatever their father owes if there's a balchov. So if one of the brothers is taken, then the second one has to go and split up with his first. Shmuel Amar Vitar. No, it says Reuven loses it. Kasavar Achen Shechalka Lukuchos Hav. They're considered like Lukuchos, like there was a buyers, like there was a business that went on over there, and they're totally done. Ukelokeach Shaloba Chayas Dami. Not only that, but considered like Lukeach without a chayas, no guarantee that if you end up losing it, you end up losing it, and that's it. So if you lose it, you lose it. Ravasi. Ravasi, what did he say? He came along and he said that he takes a revia. No, Reuven ends up getting a revia, a quarter of the either land or in the value of it. So why? Because Mesapka, he was Mesupak. Iyorshanavi Lukuchasava, what they considered like a Yorsh or Lukach. Hilkach, therefore, not a revia bakarka, revia bamos. So what happens is he goes and he takes a quarter of either land or a quarter of the value, you know, which is corresponding to that Suffolk over there. Papa says Hilchasa b'kol hanishmaitza. You know what the halacha was? All these things mekamtzin. All these cases, even though we spoke about yesterday of two brothers split and the third brother shows up, then what do we do over there in the different discussions? He answers mekamtzin. Then we go and we end up taking a little bit off and we give it to the other brother, and but it's not null and void. Amemar amar, batel machlokas. He baskins like Rav, who says that the whole thing is done. Batal mevatel v'hilchasah, batal machlokes. The whole thing is batal, and they have to redo the ganz zach. Tanu rabbanan shlosha sheyardu l'shom. Let's say you have these judges that come along and they want to evaluate the value of that which things belong to Yesomim, and now you have three judges that go to, you know, to evaluate the property belongs to them, and they have different, they see it differently. Echad amar b'mana, one of them values the land, and it comes and says it's worth 100 zuz of mana. Ushtayim amar b'masayim, but two others say, no, it's worth 200, it's two mana, right? 200 zuz. Echad amar b'masayim, ushtayim amar b'mana, or if it's the flip, if one of them says it's worth two mana, the other one says it's only worth one mana, batal yachad b'miuto, it's batal, it's batal b'rov. Right, so what happens? You go by the majority here. Echad omer b'mana. Let's say if one of them says it's a mana of echad omer b'asrim, it's 20. So one says 100 zuz, another one says it's 80 zuz, which is 20 slime. Echad omer b'shloshim, it's 120 zuz. Nidon b'mana. What we do? Nidon b'mana. We said that one said that it's 100 zuz, the other one says it's 80 zuz, then it's 120 zuz. What do? They do it at the 100 zuz. Says there's about time at the cool before it's also coming. It's kind of all the pshat that we're going to explain. Rabbi Tzadik Omer, he says, Nidon betishim. You evaluate to 90 zuz. Others say, Osin shuma b'neim. What do? We evaluate the difference between the lowest and the highest, and then we divide it into three. So we said the lowest one was 80, highest was 120. What's the difference between the highest and the lowest? That'd be 40. You then split that into three and add it to the lowest number, which is wild. Which comes out to 40 divided by 3 would be 13 and a third, which comes out to 80 plus 13 and a third is 93 and a third. Okay, man, what says you do it according to money, milsa mitzias. Well, that's the average. That's the middle between them. 80, 120, and 100, 120. 100 is the middle, is the average of all three. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, when he doesn't teach him, he says 90, kasava, because he holds ha'ara, beep, turn the page. Kufsan and Rabbi's, tishim shavat. Listen, they're having machlokas here. One saying 80, one says 100, one says 120. There clearly is a machlokas, but the land is actually worth 90. If I had to come ask him, and the one that said, when it says 20, meaning 20 sela, 20 slime, is 80 zuz, it's called Talia Sara Lachare, because you're making a mistake. 10 zuz under, he's underestimating by 10 zuz. So for he went from 90 to 80. I had to come. Ramana once said 100. Kotoya sar lakame. He's making a mistake. 10. He's over averaging. 10 up. So then 90 is the midpoint between the first two of the judges, and the third one way too high. Someone's like, that doesn't make any sense. So it's like that we totally neglect that. Says Rishbam lakame. Okay. Anyway, so the Kameh, he made a mistake with that, which is in front of him. Says the Gemara. Why do you go and say between 80 and 100 to say it's worth 90, and then one made a mistake down 10, one mistake up 10? Why do you say it's between 100 and 120, and then one made a mistake up 10, went to 120, and went down 10 and went to 100, but really it's worth 110? Hayar mei v'asar shavet. V'had the kama man kamat katoy asar lachare. V'had the kama shloshim. There was 120 zuz. Katoy asar lachame went the opposite direction. For the Gemara, nekot mi astrei kamoi biyodecha. Gemara says, listen, let's use the first two judges over here. Nekot mi astrei kamoi biyodecha. Dimitoras mane lo mafkele, because they don't bring it up over a mane. No, it's going to be at least worth 90. And we don't want to go above that, because then it's just going to be, who knows, maybe it's not worth that much, but it's at least worth this. So we go according to those first two. Says Gemara, Chayim Omrim Osim Shuma Beneim Shalshan. No, you calculate between them, and you divide into three, and you add to that. Kasavi Hai Ara Tisha Mitlasa Mitlasa Shavi. Really, he says that the land is worth 93 and a third zuz. Hai Dekra, the Ka Amar, the one who said 20 Sela, which is 80 Zos, Katoi Tleisa Vitilsa Lachare, he made a mistake 13 and a third back, so it comes out to 80. Vahai, the Ka Amar Mana, the one who says it's worth 100, Katoi Tleisa Vitilsa Lachame, he made a mistake 13 and a third the other direction, he overestimated. Obedinhu, and really, the Lema Tfei, really, he should say that the land is worth 6 and 2 thirds Zos more than that of a money, right? It should come out to 106 and two-thirds. Or then it really says 100, right? If we're adding to it, it should be 106 and two-thirds. V'hai, the lo ka'ama, the reason doesn't say that amount, l'savar mistoi d'kam matfina kulei chavrai. It's enough for me that I already added so much to that when my friend estimated, right? He said 80. And therefore, instead of going to 106 and two-thirds, he went to 100. Practically, my other rabba. Hi, Arameo Tlesa Ratilsa Shabbat. Really, it's worth 113 and a third. Hi, the Kaman Katai Tlesa Ratilsa Lachara. Right? So the one who said a mana, he made a mistake 13 and a half the wrong direction, going down, 13 and a third down. Fahai, the Kamar Shloshim, the one who said 30 Sela, which is 120 Zuz, Tai Tlesa Ratilsa Lachame. Right? Ubedinhu, the Kamar Tvei. Really, you should have said that it's worth 6 2/3 more than what he said. But Sabi Mistai the Ka Matfine Kule Hai. I'm not gonna lift it up all the way to 126 2/3. Rather make it to 120. So why is it that we're disregarding the third judge's shtickle, making it too high, instead of getting rid of the first one and making it too low? As a Gemara and the Kotmi Shrey Kamoy Biodok, take the first two one, the Mitoris Mea Lo Mafkele, because they don't pass the 100 mark, you know, and it's better to like keep it lower. That's for sure is included in it. Amar Rav Huna, halacha k'acherim. Halacha goes like acherim. We say that the value goes by the lowest amount plus a third of the total between the two of them. Amar Rav Ashi says time of dechem lo yadinan. If he says that we don't understand the reason of acherim hilchas avdina kavasayu, and we're gonna go like them. Like, what are you talking about? Why would he do such a thing? We don't even know what's going on. It says, it goes according to Tanakama that we go according to the middle amount, which is pretty straightforward, most clear one. And that is just like, take the average of the money. Tanu dayane gola. The judges of gola, they taught in the braisa that osin shuma b'neim v'shalshin. We calculate the difference between them. We divide it into thirds. And about this, Rav Huna, Hilchas Kedana Gola, the Lacha goes like them. Rav Ashi, time of the day to go, lo yidin, we don't know what's going on. Hilchas Avdina Kavasayu. And when you want to go like them, it's because we say the same thing we saw before. Obviously, we're not going to go with them. Nice try. Zok, the next Heilige, Heilige Mishnah, the very last Mishnah in the Perek. Dun, 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 dun. Zok, the Heilige Mishnah. How am I lechaveiro? If someone says to his friend, he says, listen, I'm going to sell you half of a field. He didn't say which one. Misham b'neim. The quality is between them, says Rishbam. First of all, I'm going to explain what that means. And the buyer takes half the field for him, for himself. Let's say the guy says, I'm selling you the south, the part, the south, southern part of the field. Misham b'neim. Then the quality falls between them. And the buyer takes the fields, the southern half. The seller has accepted upon himself to give area for a fence. You gotta give him a little bit more. It says, "Mocher lo says mechetzi sadeu makom ageder ligdor ze alokeach chetzi sadeu mikol sad mepnei chayos." Because of the animals, you have to give them the ability to go to you know, lock it up from every side. So he has a good place for spends. Charitz uben charitz. Let's start over. For whom a kabbalah love makama gader, charitz uben charitz. A charitz is like a trench and a narrow one. Which the Gemara is going to explain what that means. V'kamu charetz, how much is that? Shisha tefachim, six tefachim. Uben charetz, shlosha, that's three tefachim. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, nokech notel kachush shebo. The buyer takes the kachush, the lower level, the inferior part of the land, and the seller gets the more chasha part. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, v'ha'anan misham b'neim tanan. But we said that the quality falls between them, which you would have thought that means that the buyer and the seller, they get equal share of the better and the worse lands. Amar Lei says, ad achal kafniyos. Kafni Yosef of Bavel, while you were eating dates in Bavel, you know, you're pounding away, Rashi Rambam says, Tamar in Bavel, so you say, Adin Atzvacha, but he's also with Torah, it's like he's distant on him. You're chilling over there, you're not learning, all you're doing is eating dates. Tagirun Misefa, here in Eretz Yisrael, we explained that first part of that Mishnah through understanding the Seifa. The Ketani Seifa, because it says in the Seifa, I'm telling you, half the darim, misham the b'neim, you know, the value goes between them, and he takes that in half. So if you're going to explain this statement of misham the b'neim, right, the Mishnah means that the buyer and the seller divide equally both the better and the lower parts, then why should the quality fall between them? He said specifically, the chetz is b'darim. Right, so you should just take right what's in the south of there. Ella Lidme. What do we say? We say that the later case, the seller, maybe what he meant is to sell the field's southern half only by the value, meaning a part of the field that's equal in value to the southern half. Therefore, he can give the buyer any part of that value that he wants, even from a lower level. Hachanami here too, Lidme. Here too, we could say, right in the first part of the Mishnah, that what he meant is to sell half the field by value, therefore can give the buyer a lower level piece that's valued at half of the value of the field, and he can hold on to the better part for himself. Next part of the Mishnah, Mekabel Alam Mekom Gadol, he takes upon himself the place for the fence and for the trench and the narrow trenches. The wide trench is dug on the outside, like further away from the fence. The narrow one's on the inside of the fence. And both of them, both of these trenches are behind the fence outside of the property that's bought. So both of them are dug outside the fence, with the narrow one against the fence and the wider one beyond that area. Beep, turn the page. An animal's not able to jump on the fence into the property, and then it's going to go out and it's going to ruin it. So there's a problem. It's the charetz, ben charetz. You need all these different precautions, these distances. Why don't you just make this wide trench and not make a narrow one? I did the Ravach, since the wide one is spacious, the animal could stand on it, and then jump onto the fence. So therefore, the wide trench has to be far from the fence. So then that's true. If the wide trench is not going to work because the animal can jump from within it, so let him make a narrow one and not make a wide one at all. No, I did the cut-in. Since it's narrow, he could stand on the lip of it, and jump from there to the fence. Therefore, you need to second one outside to stop that. How much space between the two of them? Tefach, a tefach. Hadin aloch base core. Hain la la la, eh, in the la la la, oh, Mazda finishing the seventh parak. You know what I mean? It's Hadin aloch, let's quickly do it. Homer the Chavero, base core, offer any mochaloch. Okay, my friends, we're Yotze. And with that, we are going to stop over here once again. Mazda for finishing the seventh parak. Amazing time. Next time we start up with the eighth parak. Till then, I want to show you all a great day.